Hi, I'm Philip Dewberry from Addison Baptist Church, and today we're going to have another lesson. This is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and it's a very different one than we've had in previous years. I've never had to be away from church during Easter, but Easter still comes regardless of where we are, and so we can take comfort in the resurrection of Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about today. So I've been giving you a couple of lessons about people who've had to wait for something for a long time, since that's what we're all kind of doing right now. And so today's lesson is about somebody else. It's about a group of people called the disciples. So this is Jesus' disciples, and they're gathered together. Here after Jesus' crucifixion, most of them ran away. Peter kind of followed a little bit and then denied Jesus three times. And John is kind of able to be around a little bit. But mainly, the disciples, after Jesus is crucified, they are afraid. So where they go is they go maybe back to that place where they had that Last Supper. So we find out here that they're actually, you'll find out that they're in a locked room. Let me see if I can draw that here. We're going to draw kind of like a room here. I'm going to draw like a door. That'll be like a little lock. Probably there's some kind of lock on the inside. Just draw them real quick. I'm not going to draw 12 of them. Although it wasn't 12 of them. It was 11 of them. And then Thomas actually wasn't even here for this one. So it wasn't even that many. There we go. So there's the disciples. They're in this room. Here, let's read a couple of verses here from, this is John chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." All right, so there they are. The doors are locked. I'm going to put like a little, see there in the background. I remember these crosses here. And I don't know if they could actually see it from there, but we're kind of pretending a little bit. So they bury Jesus. Again, this is maybe like in a different place over here somewhere. They rolled a stone over the place. The Bible says a couple of places they just didn't understand that Jesus was going to rise from the dead again. They didn't understand it. And so they thought maybe something would happen, but probably not. And they wondered what in the world to do. And they were also really concerned. They were afraid because of the Jews. They were afraid that the soldiers were going to burst into that room any moment and drag them away and maybe execute them just like they did Jesus. That was something that was racing through their mind. Now, I don't know, maybe you've had this experience of waiting for something bad to happen. We talk about waiting for the other shoe to fall or something. So it's like if you have a test school or something, and you're waiting to see what the grade is on it. Sometimes that can be a little bit worrisome. A lot of people are these days are taking a test to see if they have the COVID-19 virus, and they have to wait. Sometimes they have to wait several days to find out if they had it or not, or if they have it. I can imagine that's a very challenging time just to wait to see if that's going to come back or not like that, with what kind of news. And there's all kinds of other news that you're waiting for that's just it's nerve-wracking to kind of wait and be afraid. But that's where they were, and maybe that's where you are. Well, what Jesus offers, the first thing he tells them is, have some peace. Be at peace. That's what Jesus offers. He offers us peace. And so that is good. He can offer us peace because Jesus came out of the grave. stone was rolled away, and when the some of the women that followed him, they went and checked. They were going to maybe put some more spices on his body or something. And they got there, and the tomb was empty. He wasn't there. And then he appeared to them. And then, here they are, these disciples, and Jesus appears to them as well. He appears to them. And he has a body. He tells them in one place, it's like, I'm not a spirit. I have flesh and blood. I have bones. I have flesh. You can touch me. Look at my hands. You can see the nail prints. Look at my feet. You can see I'm the same body that was up there on the cross. And yet here I am standing in front of you alive. And so they were amazed. When the women came back and said, oh, Jesus is risen again, they didn't believe it. It took them a while to figure it out. But then Jesus came, and he came many times and spent, the Bible says, about 40 days with them and teaching them some more things and showing them how all the scriptures fit in and had predicted all of this. And they probably should have known that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. But now suddenly they remembered a lot of things that Jesus had said and done, and it made a lot more sense now that they had seen the resurrection. So Jesus, he's got this body. It's a little bit of a different sort of body. So it's, sometimes they have a hard time recognizing him, but other times they don't. And they know it's him, and yet he's able to do some special things, like he can just appear and disappear. He can walk through walls sometimes. Sort of like he's in this world and the heavenly world kind of all at once. I don't know. It's a very unusual thing. Well, one day we'll have bodies like that too. When we're resurrected. So we can have peace. If you're waiting and you're afraid of something, you can have peace. So then, after this, there's sort of a period of time where Jesus says, you need to stay here and wait for a little bit longer, and I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to show you what you're going to do. I'm going to give you a job, is what he says. So they're waiting for, out of fear, but they're also waiting for opportunity now. So now they're not afraid. They know Jesus has risen from the dead. But now they're wondering, well, what do we do about that? How do we proceed? How do we continue to follow Jesus if he's not here? And maybe you're wondering about that too. Maybe you're waiting for some things to start back. Maybe your parents are waiting for a job to start back or something like that. But they will. Those opportunities will come. Maybe you're waiting for school to start back. I don't know if it'll start back this year, but it'll start back one of these days. And you'll get to go back again and do some of those things. And you'll get to be with your friends again. So we'll have some of those opportunities coming back to us. But what does Jesus offer them? Remember what he says here, what I read. He says, peace be with you again. And then he says, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. So he is sending the disciples out on a mission. Jesus gives them a mission. They're wondering what they're supposed to do. Jesus gives them a job. And later on he tells them what it is. He wants them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell of everybody that the kingdom of God is here and is coming. And that their sins can be forgiven if they'll believe in Jesus. And that is their mission now. Go and do that. And so that's for us too. So if we're afraid, Jesus offers us peace. We don't have to worry about test results. We don't have to worry about this or that, because even death itself is not as scary to a Christian as it might be otherwise, because Jesus has conquered death. He's conquered death. He's come out of the grave. And even if we die, will be resurrected again. So it almost doesn't even matter. It's not something that we have to live in fear of. I mean, it's still a sad thing to die, but it's not without hope. And so that's what Jesus gives us. He gives us a freedom to live our lives without having to be always afraid, which is a very important thing. And then if we're waiting and not sure what to do, Jesus gives us a job to do. He gives us a mission. He says, if you're going to be a follower of me, here's your mission to go and tell other people. Tell other people that Jesus has risen from the dead, that Jesus has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and that they can have their sins forgiven through what Jesus did on the cross and how Jesus rose again. And one day there'll be a resurrection and they can be part of this kingdom of God that he is even building right now. That is what Jesus offers us. So today, as it is Easter, we think about Jesus rising from the dead, and what a triumphant thing that is, that Jesus has conquered all of this death. So he gives us a life without fear and a life that truly matters. We're not just wasting our time. We're not just sort of doing this and that and not really sure what we're supposed to be doing. If we're following Jesus, we're supposed to be loving other people and telling other people about the kingdom and demonstrating that in our own lives. So that's something to do. And if we do those things, we'll have a truly significant life. And we can do those things without being afraid. So I think that is a great thing that Christians have. And you see this working out through what Peter and the disciples did later. They went from being afraid in this little locked room to going out into the streets and proclaiming that Jesus rose from the dead and preaching to these very same people that were crying, crucify him, crucify him. Those are the people that they started preaching to, and many of them believed in Jesus and became Christians too. And so that first church there in Jerusalem was very big at the beginning because they weren't afraid anymore. They didn't have anything to be afraid of. Even people, even if the leaders took them and mistreated them or put them in jail or even threatened to kill them, they weren't afraid. They were going to continue to preach about Jesus and continue to do good things for other people. And that's what we're supposed to do, too. That's the kind of life that we're supposed to have if we're followers of Christ. And so I hope that's encouragement to you on this Resurrection Sunday. And we thank God that that Jesus has risen from the dead, and we can have we don't have to be afraid, and we have this mission now, some things that we can do in the world for the kingdom of God. All right, God bless you.